Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliating and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Folsom, Soledad, Court, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I got to get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't going to fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't going to fuck with me. Because I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa. Denied Entry to USA show. A show that's for you, you guys, only you, knows only you, and simply no one else. It's Ken Scott, Senior, U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst at www.usentrywaiverservices.com, and we resolve all of your, as you guys are well aware, border crossing issues. Doesn't matter if it's large or small. We can sort it out quite proper and then be on your merry way to enjoy crossing over to the USA, whether it's for business, pleasure, or who knows what. Today's Valentine's Day. And for you guys, if you guys don't know that date, that's February 14th, 2023, here in good old Surrey, British Columbia. It's a nice day. We're going to interview a gentleman who used a discount waiver company, and go figure, they ripped him off. And we constantly warn you guys about using these Batman's pardons and waiver type places who they basically bend you over the table, rip you off, and send you on your way. So obviously, you know, you guys can choose whomever you want to deal with, but when you use Batman's pardons or these cheap places like that, especially out there in Ontario, you guys get what you pay for. And I mean, I don't know what else to really say in regards to that. How can some place charge $6.99 for every single type of border crossing issue? It makes no sense to me. So someone who has child molestation is obviously a lot more serious than someone who stole a car. At 19, now he's 40. So the guy, the ex-molester, or it could be a girl too, who knows, pay $6.99 and think they're going to get their case approved and finalized. Well, they're definitely smoking something good. And anyway, so I'm not going to harp on that too much. You guys know. You guys, the message is getting out amongst you guys, because you guys, you know, when you call us, you let us know that apparently you are becoming aware. So these shows are definitely working. And today's title is, when can you apply for a U.S. entry waiver? Well, again, not to give the discount waiver companies any info they can reverse engineer and try to use to keep the lights on and doors open. You can apply for a waiver any time, but the big question is, when do you want to get approved, or do you want to get approved? If you do, then obviously there's certain criteria that must be met, and that's actually per case. It's not really a blanket thing per se. It's actually per case. So for all you Gen Zs who want everything in a small box to fit in a little pink box, life doesn't work that way. It's case-by-case basis. And again, let me say it again. It's case-by-case basis. So there's certain criteria, rehabilitation, waiting periods, bunch of stuff. But let's get the gentleman on the phone here. Let me, we're going to call him John. I always forget how to do this. If you guys want to call in, it's area code 516-418-5410. Oh, here we go. Okay. Okay, that. Let's ring him up here.
Hello.
Hey, John, how's it going? It's Ken Scott with the Denied Entry to USA show.
I'm doing good. How are you, Ken?
Good, good. So, guys, we have Mr. John Doe online here. And Mr. Doe has a story to tell us. And for Mr. Doe's offense, we're just going to say that Mr. Doe smashed the windshield on a Surrey RCMP cruiser, and that's his crime, just for the show's purpose today.
Understood. So I can tell you that in 2021, my probation, everything was done. I had paid my restitution. And I was now looking to get a waiver done so that I can get entry into the U.S. So in October of 21, I went through to a company in Toronto by the name of Flips, who told me that, that now that everything was up and I had paid my probation, that he said I could even apply when I was still on probation, but said there wouldn't be a problem going ahead and getting the waiver done. And as it turns out, a year later, and I'm in 22 October, I was declined. They were saying it was too soon, and they acted like they were shocked about it, but they really just gave me the information, told me to get about 3 reference letters, come back with this form filled out and my criminal record and what have you, and submit it, and everything was get done. Needless to say, I spent money for nothing.
We're terribly sorry to hear that. But you said the company was called Plus.
Pardon? Yeah, Flips it was called.
Could you spell it?
FLIP. I think it's fingerprint. Hold on, I can find it. Fingerprint Identification and Pardon Sources. And they are RCMP accredited.
Oh, never heard of that one. That's the first for me, that place.
And then go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying the big issue is on my thing, they said it was too soon, but never, gave an indication how long I need or should wait before reapplying. Right, and then that's how I ended up contacting you.
So we're terribly sorry that happened, but I think, we had said on the phone, for these waivers to be approved, first of all, they have to see certain criteria. They have certain criteria that they look for, like we discussed, and they have a certain waiting period. And I already told you offline what the waiting period will be in your case, so you know. For this episode, we just keep things general because what happened is these places like you went to and these cheap Toronto places, they come to our episode and our channel, and they try to reverse engineer what we had to try to use it to facilitate their sales. So what we do is we keep everything general, but yet we still inform the public as to what's going on and try to help them out in a bit. So there, in your case, well, as in others, there's a certain waiting period, and you know the waiting period already because we did the analysis on the phone when the best time to apply. So
yes,
when that date comes, we can just reapply for you, and there's probably a 90% chance you will get it based upon your offense.
Mm-hmm.
But these places, and I keep telling people, these places, like especially Ontario, what they do, they tell you what you want to hear to collect your money. They charge – what? By the way, what did they charge you, this place?
Their fee was $600, and then I had to pay, obviously, for separate for the other things.
Yeah, see, the intro to this show, I don't think you heard it, is we warn people about these $699 dollar store places out there because they often slap these things together. They collect the fee, and then they move on because how they have that stuff set up is they have to get so many people coming in at cheap prices. That's how they make their profits or keep their lights on. So if the person gets denied, they say, oh, well, next, oh, well, next, oh, well, next. And the end result is the person lost their money, did not get the service, and it's only helping these places. So we keep warning people, you know, to watch out for these places out there that charge you cheap prices because a lot of them don't know what they're doing. I'm a former federal officer, as I told you, and I was a law enforcement officer in Washington State. So we used to enforce these laws in the past. So for us, this stuff's a no-brainer. And between here and United Kingdom, the people who need visas that we clear there, for us, this stuff's a no-brainer to clear. But obviously, we charge more than the dollar store places. So out in Ontario, quite often, a lot of people, what seems to be the case is they say, sometimes they say, well, Ken, you're charging this amount, but Batman's Pardons and Waivers is charging $600. And some of them don't see understand the value of what they're getting. But then what happens is we often wait for them to get denied. Then they come back. Then it's more work. Then it's more money. So they don't see they don't see the value. Yeah, in the beginning. So there's not much we can really do about that until they just basically make a mistake. Then they come back. So we're really sorry that happened to you. But if you'd called us the very first time, we would have told you to hold off, and we would explain why. We would have said, hold into your money, save your money, come back to us on such and such date. And the same is still applicable for you. Come back to us such date. You already know the date. And then we'll just redo everything. We'll document the rehabilitation. We'll show CBP why you deserve to be approved, why you're rehabilitated. And then you get your waiver.
Yeah, no, and they did none of that. They didn't give any advice on what to put in the letters or anything. And goes back to the old story, you get what you pay for.
And we do all the letters of reference. We do the letter of explanation. We do 90% of everything. The client really does very little work, you know, this kind of stuff. And I'm going to get the more.
Why I'm going to come to you, like you said. You gave me straight up advice. I didn't want to hear I have to wait, but it's best to know, you know, apply and get it done than to not get done.
Well, yeah, because also out here, one of the things is people out here, you have to be really straight up with a lot of these people. Because think about it, if you have a guy who comes to your office, or guys that come in, and they have crimes for fighting the RCMP, ramming their cruisers with their SUVs, trying to pistol whip an officer, which we have some people that have done that.
Yeah.
People like that. And if they think you ripped them off, they're going to do more things than complain. They're going to come back there with a crew, and you're going to have a very, very bad day. So
right.
What we do out here, we're very bluntly honest with everyone. We say, look, you know, bro, come back to us in such and such a state, because if we do it right now, you're going to get denied. There's no sense you losing your money. You wouldn't believe
right.
people who respect that, who appreciate that, and they come back, bring their friends and their friends and their friends.
Right.
So,
I appreciate it, and I'm going to go with you when the time's right. Learn my lesson.
So, we appreciate that, and thank you very much. And we tell people if they can just do some kind of due diligence and exercise some, you know, good judgment, then they're going to save themselves a lot of headache. Luckily, you're not from Generation Z or Millennials, so you can think critically. So for you, this is a no-brainer. It's easy. We get guys
right.
coming in who are in their 20s who cannot even tie their shoes, or people who think the moon is green, and maybe it's just a generational thing, and then they get really taken to the cleaners. And
right.
We could just tell stories. We've told so many stories. But for you, it's fine. You already know what to do. You can count 1 + 1, so you're fine. You're good to go.
Right. Very good.
So have you come? We'll get it done. Get you cleared, then you're good to go.
Excellent. No, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting it done through your company. And my advice to anybody out there is, you're better off going to someone who knows what they're doing than people just, you know, looking just to fill out paperwork that, you know, and not know what's going on.
Okay, yeah, if you think about it, if you wore a uniform, carried a badge and gun, and did traffic stops or immigration stops and detained people and processed them, this stuff's a no-brainer, whereas Joe Smith sitting behind Batman's part of the waivers in downtown Toronto, who's never done that. He went to school in Toronto. He said, okay, well, the form says this. I guess it means this. Not realizing
yeah.
that behind those questions, that certain statutes and regulations that the board is looking for, well, the American government is looking for or using in regards to these cases. And the minute the gentleman puts the wrong thing down, the government says, aha, we got him. He said this. Well, it's actually this. We got him for misrepresentation. We got him for fraud. We got him for, whatever. And then the person declined is screwed.
Yeah, no, so, it's true. Very
but,
true. Very true.
Yeah, but I don't want to bore you too much, though. I know you're busy. You're way out in Ontario, and I'm in Surrey.
Yes.
So in that case, we'll just let you go. We want to thank you for being on the episode. We can send you the link. You can check it out and let your friends hear it if, you know, you want. And we're just trying to get the message out so people won't keep getting ripped off by these places back east. And the message
yeah.
seems, it does seem to be getting out, though. It is getting out.
That's good.
For sure.
No, that's
okay.
good. I appreciate you taking the time to hear my story, and I look forward to getting getting my waiver done from you when the time's right.
All right, sounds good, Mr. Doe, and you have a good life, and we'll chat in the very near future.
Thanks, Ken. Bye for now.
All right. All right, have a great day. Well, guys, you heard the story. Now, the place he mentioned, I've never even heard of that one. I think he said Flip. Fingerprint identification, something, something. News to me. But you guys also got to be aware. He brought up a good point. Just because a discount waiver company says RCMP fingerprinted, that means flying flamingo all. I know what I want to say, but I don't know if YouTube will allow it. That means, I'll say cluck, like a chicken. That means cluck all, and you guys can take out the C and the L. Because just because you are, quote-unquote, RCMP accredited to do fingerprinting. Again, that means clock all, because it doesn't mean you know what you're doing. It just means RCMP says you may do fingerprinting. But someone can please explain to me what does fingerprinting is good for in terms of getting your waiver, because you need prints for a waiver. But how the clock does fingerprinting give you the knowledge to know how to prepare these cases? It does not, people. You got a couple of discount waiver companies who go online and they keep pushing the fact that RCMP accredited it. That's fine and dandy, but that's basically worth cluck all, because it doesn't mean you know what you're doing. Yeah, you can do prints, you know, big deal. Again, it does not mean you know what you're doing. And there are certain ones who go online who do this. I won't say their names, you know. There's one mellow fellow who does this online. And some of these companies also, what they're doing, they're pushing these quote-unquote stats online saying, oh, I got this cleared, I got this cleared, that one cleared, based upon the quote-unquote stat. Guys, that means cluck all as well. Yes, you got a case cleared where the guy stole a car at 19 and now he's 40. My two cats can do that. I mean, that's admirable, I suppose. But then again, my cat, you know, he can do that as well. He can also open doors. He knows how to pee in the toilet. So he's bango. So go figure. But get to get your fingerprint accredited by the RCMP means cluck all. Just because you put stats online saying you got this done, it means cluck all. It means nothing unless you're actually in that office. You're visually observing people come in, cases come in, and seeing stuff firsthand. Beyond that, guys, do not believe what you read online from these cheap waiver companies. The thing about us is everything we say, we back up by regulation. We show you guys the regulation. We've done that on YouTube already. We've shown a few statutes, and I believe we've shown snippets of the regulation. I've actually shown you guys one of the manuals in some of the other episodes. I kind of did it where you could see the width of the manual, or manuals, I should say, because there's more than one, for that matter. And a lot of the stuff we don't really keep online ourselves. We keep it in the file cabinet right here I'm looking at, because we do stuff old school, guys. The old school stuff works a lot better than this new school stuff. So, I mean, you got hackers, you got all this BS, but I'm sorry. If you have a manual sitting in your file cabinet, a paper manual, please tell me how the cluck can someone hack that manual if it's sitting in your file cabinet in a binder. Obviously, the answer is zero. So this is why we do not use eSafe as well, because that's also a waste of time and does nothing. We'll touch upon that quickly here. We've got 5 minutes, it looks like. That's only another form of filing your waiver. It means absolutely cluck all. It means nothing. Because you still your case is still going before an officer. It's still going to be adjudicated. You're still in the queue. So whether your queue is a paper queue, you know, like a paper inbox queue or electronic inbox queue, it means nothing. And you guys are already well aware, the stories are coming out, that people said, I've done eSafe, and look how long it took. And I should have asked the gentleman how long his took. But you've heard in other episodes that it's taken the same amount of time as paper. So eSafe does nothing for the client, but it's great for the government. But I don't know about you guys, but I care more about what happens to the client than the government. I don't give a flying flamingo about the government, but I care about you guys, because you guys are the reason why we are here. You guys are the ones that keep us in business. You guys are the ones that support us quite often, and you guys are the ones that have given us so much business that now we've actually had to establish a waiting list for people, because we're having staffing shortages for the moment. But the waiting list is just the cost of doing business. I think right now the waiting list is about two and a half months old. I have to ask the administrator, but we can still help you guys, but you guys may end up on the waiting list depending upon the severity of your offense. But the higher the severity, though, that goes to the top of the list. the lower the severity, it goes towards the back. So it's a fact of life. You know, it's accused. We have the same system as the government. And we also use the same manuals, as I said, as the government, the same techniques. And luckily for us, when we do the letters of explanation, we already know the correct, how can I say it, not procedure, but the correct presentation that has to be documented showing you're rehabilitated, and also it's truthful and accurate. So it's a bit of a fine art to it. But if you want a uniform, worn a badge and carried a gun, this stuff is, like I said, a no-brainer to you. So you know how to approach it the correct way. And the correct way meaning the way that's most successful for you. And this is why, guys, I'm going to gloat a bit here. This is why we have a 99% success rate. But on that note, I'm going to take a quick break here so we can get a word from one of our sponsors.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just to have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at deniedentrytousa.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with deniedentrytousa.com.
All right, guys. I think that's almost it. It was nice talking to the gentleman, Mr. Doe. He's a very good person. So, again, we're really sorry for what happened to him, but it's not the first time we've heard this. So, on that note, as I always say, in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, stop bent, throat, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull massive, pit bull terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the Fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangsta media, terrorize the city in. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage cheese, looks like Tetatar, knocking out, beyond the bus, Christ, fuck a tree.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry to USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Pit as I ride, smoking that pot. Oh, still stay lit, my eyes are so, they clinging like fire. I keep replacing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Don't peep, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. That's great, pancakes, my jeans gon' bounce up. Spit by 100 on chronic, it's smoke the whole fucking ounce up. Bitches coming, they go, see, they go.